With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson. We may consider dogs to be members of the family, but sharing the bounty of the holiday table can make them very sick or even turn deadly. Billings veterinarian Rob Bruner says that vets can see a lot of sick dogs this time of year.
It's not uncommon to have a pet a day at least come in with some sort of gastrointestinal distress, vomiting, diarrhea, and then numerous calls too, because we don't know exactly what they got into because they're tricky.
Unfortunately, much of what graces our holiday table is toxic to dogs, and it's important to know what those foods are. The list is quite long, like chocolate, caffeine, alcohol, onions, garlic, grapes, raisins, artificial sweetener, and nuts, just to name a few. And a very big no-no for dogs is fat, because even a small amount can cause pancreatitis.
Pancreatitis for dogs is quite serious, especially if we can't get the vomiting and diarrhea under control.
Bruner explains that dogs become dehydrated and very tender in the abdomen and can refuse to eat. He does offer some suggestions on how to treat our dogs to their own holiday feast. Bruner says you can give them something bland. Boil some rice and mix in some bits of turkey with no fat or gravy.
They're just happy they got something. And even if you took a little bowl of dog food and had it on the kitchen counter or on the kitchen table, and they got a little bit of that, they would probably think they're getting a feast anyway.
For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.